It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing in growing up lives that are bold, in purpose, and on purpose, and completely unique to you. Because when we are trying to do things the way other people are doing them, or when we try to do things the way people tell us we have to do them, we end up exhausted, frustrated, and so far off the mark of our unique design that it's really hard to get back into balance. So today we are continuing to talk about butterfly talk, learning to untether ourselves from where we are attached to the world into launching into our possibilities. And I am Catherine Lang, your Hope Smith extraordinaire. I dare you to find your uniqueness and then live it out in purpose and on purpose. There is something energizing and powerful in recognizing how you are unique in all the world and then walking it out. And what's even more exciting is watching other people just wonder, one, how you're doing it, two, why you're doing it, and three, how they can do it. So join me on this journey. Today, we're talking about the breaking point. We all need to know and understand our breaking points so that we don't. If you know your breaking points, and also if you know the points that where the people around you are going to break, then you can be prepared and have a contingency plan that's going to allow you to get through that. Also, you need to have a plan that's going to allow you to break through your breaking points so that you don't get caught up in them and get stuck in them. So the first thing is to recognize what breaking looks like for you or for the people around you. Second, what grates on your nerves? There was people grating on my nerves as I was working on this. Third, what are the first signs of breaking for you? Fourth, what are some of the ways that you can release the tension, the pressure, so that you don't actually break? And finally, what are your escape plans? What are your escape routes? What are your storm shelters? So when we know our breaking points and we have a plan for dealing with those, then we're less likely to fall apart or to break or to explode. When I am walking out a new path, when I'm doing something different and that no one else has really told me I can do, as a matter of fact, most of them have told me I can't do it, then I have to focus. And it's such an unusual place for me. I'm usually have 14 things going on at once. We were sitting in Sunday school, our Wednesday night study, Wednesday night, ironically, and there were about 18 conversations going on all at once. And my Sunday school teacher or my pastor said, what really drives my wife crazy is I can keep up with all these conversations. And I laughed because I could keep up with all those conversations and work on a book. Writing a book all at the same time. So normally I like to call it focused flexibility. I don't multitask, I microtask. That's it. I knew I'd get there. Just got to give me time sometimes. But in this case, when I'm doing something new or something different, and I'm having to focus, because anything that goes on around me will distract me. And once I get distracted, it's hard to get back on task. So I have to be acutely aware of my breaking points in those situations. And if the normal routine of the day is going to cause me to break, then I go off somewhere else so that I don't break. I know I recognize my symptoms. So the first thing that we have to do when we're coming to understand our personal breaking point is we have to know what breaking looks like for us. It's always going to be different for everybody. Your breaking point will look very different from my breaking point. So what happens when you break? If you're not sure what happens when you break, just ask the people closest to you. I guarantee you they know what happens when you break. They have encountered it at least once. What are the words that you use? What is the body language that you use? Several years ago, and you probably can still see it on YouTube, there were commercials for Snickers that used Betty White. And when the person in the car got angry or hungry, they would get frustrated and they would become Betty White. Well, that's my husband. He has almost the identical symptoms to those people when he gets hungry. And he begins edging over into his breaking point. So I always tell him he needs a Snickers. And we both recognize those are his Betty White moments. That's what breaking looks like in him when it comes to being hungry. Now, a lot of times I've noticed that his breaking looks very similar in other situations. And I'm having to adjust what I say and when I say it and how I say it when I notice that he's on the verge of breaking. When it comes to me, of course, I never break. No, I know when I'm breaking. I can feel everything starts irritating me. Every little noise, every little sound, every little smell starts to irritate me. And I know that I'm on the verge of breaking and I need to get someplace safe for everybody. So what does it look like when you break? Because if you know it, you can deal with it before the breaking actually occurs. The second thing is recognize the things that really do grate on your nerves. If it's something that truly grates on your nerves, then you need to make sure that you avoid those, especially as you start edging towards the breaking point. So make a list of those things that you notice grate on your nerves. There are a number of things on my list that grate on my nerves, and I don't say them out loud because once my family figures out that they grate on my nerves, they like to use those against me. Maybe they're not really doing it on purpose, but it sure does feel that way. I do have a friend, Steve, and some days he's not my friend, but he knows that the alligators grate on my nerves. I don't like alligators. I am not their friend. We do not have coffee together. And so Steve regularly posts alligator images and stories on my social media feeds. And he does it to annoy me. He does it to grate on my nerves. So maybe it's Steve that grates on my nerves more than it is the alligators. But the point is, when you know what it is that grates on your nerves, then you can prepare a plan for dealing with the things that grate on your nerves. So make a list. Start today. When you notice something and have it somewhere where you can get to it, when you notice something that really truly grates on your nerves, that it's like fingernails on a chalkboard or like sucking on a lemon, it just doesn't sit well with you, write it down. And then when you feel things, tensions getting high, you can have a menu item checklist of what to avoid so that you don't end up breaking. The whole point of this exercise, the whole point of this particular part of becoming a butterfly is that you need to understand your triggers. What is it that hinders you? What is it that hurts you? What is it that distracts you? Because the more you recognize that, the more you can avoid those or have a plan to get past those when you do encounter them. The third thing that we want to think about when it comes to understanding and knowing our breaking point is to recognize those first signs. So like with my husband, his whole body language changes when he is getting close to his breaking point. His attitude, his demeanor, even the facial expressions, they all change. And he doesn't laugh at my jokes. Now, I can't use that one with my son because he rarely laughs at my jokes. He just walks away and closes the door. But I know that when all of these things start lining up, that my husband's near his breaking point. For me personally, I have a hot flash, for a lack of a better way of putting it. I get warm and the temperature rises. Physically, the temperature rises in me. I can sometimes feel pains in the back of my neck. And like I said, everything becomes an issue for me. The sound of the washing machine, the volume that my husband has the TV on, the fact that my son is in his room with his door closed, it all starts to bother me. So when I know when things start bothering me, because I'm normally focused on hope and positivity, if things start bothering me, then I know I'm in a bad place. And I know when I'm in that bad place that it's not going to be pretty if I don't do something to lighten the load. Because we need to lighten the load. That's why it's important to recognize the first signs. That means you need to start making the load lighter so that you don't break. If you keep piling stuff on once you start recognizing these first signs, then things are going to break. There's just no way around it. You cannot keep piling on when you've noticed there's stress in the chair and not expect the chair to break on you. And you can't get upset with the chair for breaking. When you saw all the signs and you chose to ignore the signs and just kept piling stuff on. So recognize your signs. What are the things that tell you your breaking point is approaching or you are on the verge of becoming Betty White? All right. So the fourth thing is, what can you do to release the pressure? Where are your pressure valves? What can you do that is going to allow you to take some of the weight off, some of the burden off, to avoid the breaking point? For me, walking outside and just getting away into nature, hearing the sounds of nature are a very soothing way for me to avoid the breaking point. Unfortunately, where I am currently, I often encounter more people because we're smack in the middle of town and we're right next to one of the most popular restaurants in town. And so I often, when I go to my happy place of outside, am just bombarded with people. And that does not help my happy place. And that does not help me relieve the pressure. So I am learning to find other ways to release the pressure so that I don't break. Some of that includes having certain songs on my streaming services. I have songs queued up so I can go in and just be bombarded with the peace that speaks to my heart. With my husband, literally giving him a Snickers bar would help. Because sometimes his breaking point is affected by his blood sugar level. Sometimes I need to go take a hot bath and go to bed early. I try to listen to my body when it's telling me it's time to go to sleep and not the clock when it's telling me it's time to go to sleep. So I'll take a hot bath and I'll go on to bed and I'll wake up refreshed and ready to go again. When you know where your release valves are located, you can go start pulling those release valves until you feel the pressure go away. The pressure may not be completely gone because you're going through a season or you're going through a storm or you're going through a circumstance that you can't get rid of, but the pressure is lighter. And all we need to do in order to keep from hitting that breaking point is to release some of the pressure so that things are a little lighter. And finally, have an escape plan. When things get beyond the release valve, when you know it's just the explosion is coming, then you need to have an escape plan that's going to let you slide away from the situation, slide away from the moment, and have your breakdown so that it doesn't affect everyone around you. Again, hot bath for me, because I can be in there away from everybody else. And while the water's running, nobody can hear what I'm saying anyway. If that doesn't work, go for a drive. That used to be my favorite escape plan, my escape situation, because I could be in the car, I could be talking to myself, and nobody could find me. You can't do that as much now because, you know, you got your phone with you everywhere you go, so people can always find you. But maybe you accidentally leave your phone at home. And then you go, you have your drive, you have your explosion, put things back together and come back. Or if that doesn't work, reach out to somebody that you can trust with your breaking point. Talk through the break so that you can heal the break. We are designed to work together. We're not designed to do this on our own. So don't try to. If you are hitting your breaking point, if the break happens, then find somebody that can help you heal that break. That's what we're here for, is to help each other heal. But whenever possible, try to have an escape slide. You know, like the planes, and the plane comes in for, you know, it had issues and it comes in for the landing and they push a little button and this giant massive slide appears and everybody gets to slide out of the plane. That's what you need for your life. You need to develop an escape slide that's going to allow you to get away from the emergency situation and find your healing. We are all walking through this journey with things piling up on top of us. And there comes a point when you just can't take anymore. You are not alone. You are not the only person that just can't take anymore. We all encounter the things that keep us from being able to take the next step. That's our breaking point. But your breaking point and my breaking point are different. It is important that we understand our personal breaking points, but also the breaking points of the people around us. This allows us to create a cohesive environment, a calm environment, a peaceful environment, because we see, hey, the pressure's building up here. We need to release it. Or, hey, the pressure's building up on me. Somebody needs to take some of this because I'm fixing to snap. Having three boys, I often said, look, this is the line. Y'all crossed it 5 minutes ago. Let's regroup before somebody gets hurt. That's what we need to do with understanding and knowing our breaking point. Knowing your breaking point gives you the ability to get out of the cocoon. So when we were talking about the butterfly talk and going from being a caterpillar to being a butterfly, we were talking about feeding the caterpillar, building the cocoon, and now we're talking about breaking out into our uniquenesses. And understanding our breaking points, understanding the things that hinder us, hurt us, or distract us, will allow us to become more uniquely us and lean into that unique design. So take time to know your breaking point. Recognize what breaking look like. Know what grates on your nerve. Understand the first signs. Understand how to release the pressure and have an escape slide. If you are struggling, either in understanding your breaking point or having a breaking moment, or you're looking for more advice on finding your unique design, reach out to me today. You can find me over at katherinelang.com, and you can sign up for a quick 20-minute free call to discuss how this process is going to look in your life. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. I look forward to seeing you next time. And remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.